Children as young as 9 years old are perpetrating family violence against their mothers and siblings. And the research suggests that they're doing this often after witnessing or experiencing violence from their fathers. Worryingly, the number of cases involving young perpetrators is on the rise. In an attempt to break the generational cycle of domestic violence, a new initiative involving boys and their mothers being trialled in Brisbane. It's a world-first program that aims to stop domestic violence when it first appears in boyhood. Cathy Van Extel reports.
55-year-old Rochelle Menzies from Ipswich is the survivor of domestic violence endured over 20 years. Her two sons grew up watching their father abuse their mother.
My husband worked away. So it was always a sense of dread when he was coming home because there was violence on every level, you name it, and it happened. When they were quite young, I was able to keep them away from it. But as they got older, he became worse as time went on. And, there were times where particularly my eldest would stand between us. And I think that was why he was the one that had the greatest impact on. My youngest son, he would just remove himself from the situation. I'm not saying that didn't have an impact on him, but it played out quite differently for him. For him, it was very much around, I don't want to be like that. But I suppose that my eldest son, I can imagine there must have been so much anger at both of us for putting him as a child in that situation where he felt he had to stand between us to protect me. And so I can definitely understand the anger that he had, that he just didn't know what to do with it.
In Rochelle's case, her eldest son started displaying anger from the age of 16. And while he didn't assault her, he would punch walls and other objects. At the age of 24, he decided to get therapy.
Until he was sort of had that emotional maturity to go, I need to do something about my anger, particularly before I get into a serious relationship myself, because he knew that there was a different way of being. But I think certainly a program like this would have saved him all of those years of, self-harming and just not knowing how to deal with the emotions that he felt.
The program Rochelle is referring to is called Renew. It's a world-first initiative aimed at breaking the cycle of domestic violence by stopping it when it first appears, in boyhood. In Queensland, more than 1,500 incidents of domestic violence were perpetrated by children aged between 10 and 18 years in the 3 years to December 2015. And the numbers are on the rise.
What we were noticing more increasingly is the call out, I guess, from mums that they're now experiencing violence from their young people. It's not a new type of violence, but it's definitely an emerging one and something that's being talked more about. And there wasn't a service out there that was addressing or being able to support these families to manage the dynamics that were happening now at home.
Leah Mackey is from the Ipswich-based Domestic Violence Action Centre. She teamed up with Dave Burke from child trauma specialist Corinity to create Renew. They're now 4 weeks into the first 20-week program involving 7 families. The boys involved range from 9 to 17. Dave Burke says violence used against a mother is a major risk factor for perpetrating domestic violence as an adult. Renew focuses on the beginning of abusive, controlling or coercive behaviours.
So that could be physical violence, of course. Threats, so breaking property, like punching holes in the wall, that sort of thing. It could be intimidation, verbal abuse of mom, so constantly putting her down or screaming at her, saying she's a bad mom. A lot of blaming around not leaving the DV relationship soon enough. And also just intimidation, saying to mom, if you don't let me do this, then I'm going to do that. Or it's all those behaviors in a pattern to have control and take control away from mom.
Dave Burke says boys and teens who are violent in the home often don't get help until they enter the justice system. Renew aims to intervene before the behavior escalates.
For a long time, I guess, has been a gap because it's just been hard to identify. A lot of mothers feel shame that they're bad mothers, and so they don't report these incidents. They're afraid their kids might get taken away. So there's a lot of fear and shame there. And I guess for us, it's trying to engage them and let them know that they're not getting blamed as a mother. It's about how do we make the family work better now.
Leah Mackey says often women subjected to violence from a child suffer in silence.
These families have you know, been through domestic violence before with dad or stepdad or, you know, mum's partner, and they've now left that, you know, gotten safe, and now it's happening again. There's a fair amount of trauma around that and shame, and, you know, women do tend to stay quiet.
Those participating in the Renew trial attend individual, family and group sessions. The aim is to change behaviour by shifting beliefs and attitudes and reasserting parental authority.
We do a lot of challenging of the boys. We challenge their beliefs around, well, what does it mean to be a man? What does it mean to be a woman? Where did you get those beliefs? Do you think that's true? We do nonviolence plans, and they have to identify, here are behaviours I do at home, and here's why I need to change them. But we found that deep down with these boys, they all want the relationship to change. And the boys really do feel a lot of remorse for what they're doing to mom, but they just don't know another way to act.
You know that whole saying, oh, now you're the man of the house? Although people mean well by that kind of comment, it actually has a lot of detrimental effect in that family situation. Their job is to be a kid. It is mom's responsibility to be the parent, to call the shots. The young person is not the man of the house. Mom is the parent of the house.
Renew has been funded by the Queensland Government. It's attracted national and international interest. Griffith University and the Menzies Health Institute will conduct a 2-year evaluation of the program, including monitoring any lasting behavioural and life changes for the boys and their mothers. Leah Mackey says it'll be reviewed in late 2018, with a potential to be rolled out across Queensland and Australia.
We're trying to stop this cycle of violence. Although it's been witnessed in the younger years with these children, we want their view and the use of violence to be come to that point of it's unacceptable.
That's Leah Mackey, the co-facilitator of a pioneering domestic violence initiative targeting mothers and their sons, that report from Kathy Van Exel.